Horrific Network Entertainment.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome. We have been expecting you.
My calculations are correct. You're going to see some serious shit.
Welcome, everybody, to the tribute show. Today, I wanted to pay tribute to what was a fun weekend at Knott's Berry Farm and the Peanuts Celebration. This is kind of equivalent to Disney's Festival of the Arts celebration, where it is not very long, but it is one of the more, cult classic, for a better term, celebrations, because it features the Peanuts characters all throughout the event itself. The food was delicious. I am a huge fan of mac and cheese. And this year, their whole food tasting thing was, it's the great mac and cheese, Charlie Brown. And some of the dishes were hits and some of them were misses, but most of them were actually hits. I would say my top treats or food items that I had was Snoopy's mac and cheese cheeseburger. That was very good, over by the Calico River Raft Ride, that barbecue place right across. I'm sorry, I don't know the Knott's restaurant's names by heart yet, just the locations. That burger was good. What was great was this Maurice's Pinwheel. And you can find that at the restaurant right directly across the pathway from Knott's Berry Tales. And the store connected to Knott's Berry Tales is a bigger Italian-style restaurant. All of Knott's stuff is counter service. The only true sit-down restaurant that they have there is Mrs. Knott's Fried Chicken, which we have not eaten at in all the times we've gone. We get the chicken to go and take it back to our room or eat it outside or whatever. But the Maurice's Pinwheel at this restaurant was very, very good. Couldn't recommend it enough. Actually ran into Gabe one of the days we were out there from Theme Park Duo, and he was eating stuff in the Fiesta Village, and it was kind of like he wasn't as impressed with that. And I said, man, you gotta go to get this pinwheel, which was kind of like an open-faced calzone with mac and cheese baked into it. It was really good. And he also said that that was his favorite thing of the event as well. You can meet right now, the main attraction's definitely Franklin, because as of the recording, a new Peanuts special featuring Franklin is out. So Franklin's meet and greet was there. Snoopy, of course, Marcy, and Pigpen. Those were kind of the big four meet and greets. But the absolute kind of star attraction of the Peanuts celebration was its two stage shows. It's Your Life, Charlie Brown is the first one, and that really is like the old time show It's Your Life, where they would put people in a chair and kind of read stories or events from people's lives, and there would be voice audio clips. And then the person who was being featured would guess who the people are. And that was a fun stage show. And it was It's Your Life, Charlie Brown. All the Peanuts gang comes. They celebrate Charlie Brown. They love Charlie Brown. And that is what it is. It was a fun one. I think that overall, the way that Knott's has this set up for their shows is very well put together because there's plenty of seating. You got to get there a little early, not as early as the second show that we will feature here shortly, but it was a fun show. We walked up probably 20 minutes ahead of time, and we were like in a prime spot. So here is the audio of that show.
Lessons next week. I'm kidding. And now, please put your hands together as we welcome our celebrity du jour, that lovable blockhead, Master Charlie Brown. There he is.
Gosh, everyone, this is amazing. I never thought this would ever happen to a kid like me.
That's right, Charlie Brown. And now, let's strike while the iron is hot as we dive into this book of your life. Ooh. Well, thank you, Loretta. That's Loretta.
Yay!
From your humble beginnings all the way back to the first grade to the well-adjusted third grader we know and love, Charlie Brown has been a Little League coach, stage director, cooked a Thanksgiving dinner for seven, attempted to kick a football more times than he cares to count, and once got a rock. A rock? Is that right?
Woo!
A rock?
Rock.
Okay, it's a rock. I am so sorry. But his life changed forever after a visit to the Daisy Hill Puppy Farm, where he met a certain beagle we'll all meet later. But first, Charlie Brown, do you recognize this voice?
Hi,
Hello, Charlie Brown. Perhaps you may remember me from our time spent on a certain wall discussing life's foibles. Oh, and I have a blanket.
Linus. Is it Linus?
That's right, Charlie Brown. It's your good pal, Linus Van Pelt.
Hello, old friend. It's so great to be here with you. And you know, Charlie Brown, we're in a club, you and me. A little club I like to call the Mutual Admiration Society. Hit it, maestro!
We belong to a mutual admiration society, my body and we belong to a mutual admiration society.
These three voices.
Hello, big brother. Oh, I gave it away.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey,
what's up? Daddy, kick the football, Charlie Brown.
Daddy.
That's my sister, Sally, and Peppermint Patty, and, Lucy Van Pelt.
That's right, Charlie Brown. Please welcome to the stage, Sally, Peppermint Patty, and Lucy. Aren't they adorable?
You better sound excited.
So many friends. But we're not done yet. Here's another piece of your friendship puzzle.
Hey, Charlie Brown. It's me, Franklin. Oops. Am I not supposed to say my name?
That's right, Charlie Brown. It's your good friend, Franklin.
Your friendship means the world to me.
You boys are determined to make me cry. And I just might. I think that calls for another song. Hit it.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness, direct from the voices that have lived it.
Feel so happy you landed, Jay.
If you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine.
It's friendship, friendship.
Your life. Beagle breath, be gone. Does your pooch palate clear out a room? Does the mailman run before you bark? Then you, my friend, have beagle breath. It's more common than you think. But fret no more. Beagle breath, be gone is here to save your day and your breath. Just one pump of its powerful patented formula, and your beagle breath is be gone. Did you catch that? Beagle Breath Be Gone, available in refreshing regular formula and new spearmint. Plus, it's good for the ozone. Take it away! Make no bones about it, it's doggone good. And now, as we walk down the highway of life, well, thank you, Betty. That's Betty. I'm just now receiving word that our next guest couldn't make it.
Oh, no.
Your teacher, Miss Offmar, is at a trombone convention in Peoria, but she did send this very special message.
Ma'am? Yes, ma'am. I'll be sure to turn in my homework first thing Monday morning.
Alrighty then. Well, and finally, no celebration of the life of Charlie Brown would be complete without his tried and true best friend and the world's most famous beagle, Snoopy!
You're the best friends a guy could ever have.
Oh, now I am crying. Well, tell us, Charlie Brown, in your own words, how does this celebration of your life make you feel?
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to clap in my eye on a wonderful day like today.
Once again, come on today!
On a day like this, we can kiss everybody. The sun will come and good will. Let us be sure the more we adore everybody to come and dine the precious light that we will be the good. In this occasion,
you know what, Charlie Brown? For the time.
Brown. Let's hear it for Snoopy, Linus, Sally, Peppermint Patty, Franklin, and even Lucy.
Dude, I'm gonna slug you.
Okay, Lucy, okay. Oh, what a show this has been, but sadly, it's time to say goodbye. I want to thank our very special guest, Charlie Brown, and his dog, Snoopy, for being such swell sports. This is Think Martin and the Martinets signing off and hoping you'll join us next time when it could be your life.
It's your life, Charlie Brown. Let the spotlight tally through. Good grief, we're happy.
So there was It's Your Life, Charlie Brown, the second show that we were there for. Now, this is really the true main event. If you're going to Peanuts Celebration, and I know it's coming to a close as of the show being posted this weekend, is your last opportunity to get over there, and then Boysenberry Festival is right around the corner. But if you are going to Peanuts Celebration, the show that is not to be missed. Let's pretend for a second you missed It's Your Life, Charlie Brown, which would be a bummer, but it's not the end of the world. The one that would be super disappointing to not get to see is Snoopy's rooftop concert, or Snoopy's legendary rooftop concert. This thing was a lot of fun. This whole thing is Snoopy has left town to be a rock star with this band, Jelly of the Month Club, which is a local band who actually has a music academy now set up, which is cool, teaching kids music and helping. It's kind of like school rock in our Northern California area. And they are very talented. Like, I was pleasantly surprised with this show. It's a lot of fun. They sing a lot of great music classics from across multiple decades. Queen, Elton John, Bob Marley are just some of the ones that come to mind. The Beatles, obviously, another big one. So this was fun. This was a lot of fun. And I'm happy that we got, again, another prime spot. This one we had to wait for a while. This one people will wait. I want to say we waited close to an hour before the concert started. Knott's is a trip to me on the week, and they only do these shows on the weekend, so this weekend's probably your last chance to see these. Knott's on the weekdays, like we got there on a weekday and then stayed on through Saturday, and there was no one in the park on the weekday. We literally walked up to every special character meet and greet with no wait at all. Saturday, the lines and everything were pretty intense, and that's why we kind of made the focus to like try some of the treats and watch the shows. And this show is not to be missed. Like I said, our spot, we had a pretty prime spot, but we waited probably 45 minutes to an hour ahead of time. If we would have waited, or if we would have came to our spot at the time that we did for It's Your Life, Charlie Brown, we wouldn't have gotten a spot. We would have had to stand. So, there's that. But this show is amazing. 10 out of 10, like, Disney quality show, where Knott's, you know, a lot of the time you see the budget come into play with the production value of what they put forward. Not the case with really either one of these shows, but man, Snoopy's legendary rooftop concert definitely.
Our final concert will forever be known as Snoopy's legendary rooftop concert? Good grief.
Time to play, showing and paint what we really do it for the fans. Cause there ain't a bad show, rock and roll, and a Peanuts gang, and a Deli of a hot club band. Double dates, they were ready for the show. How about a big round of applause for the brains behind Beaglemania, Don Lennon! And won't you please keep it going for the world-class road crew, Linus, Lucy, Schroeder, and Charlie Brown! Why, without these guys, we can't... Well, wait a minute. Where is Charlie Brown?
Aw, that blockhead! Instead of normally getting all tangled up in his kite strings, he's backstage getting all tangled up in guitar strings!
Uh-oh. Hey, Charlie Brown, why don't you come out here and join us? We'll take a look.
Sorry, everybody. I had a little trouble stringing this one up. All I need to do is tune it. There we are. All good to go.
Gee, thanks, Charlie Brown. And hey, thanks for letting your dog Snoopy... Dog Lennon live out his rock and roll fantasies. Way up here on this rooftop, anybody could be a rock star. Even you, Charlie Brown.
Oh, I don't think I could ever be a real rock star. I don't think I have that certain it factor.
What? Charlie Brown, you've got all the it factor, my friend. All you need are some funky dance moves, some cool clothes, and a whole lot of practice. Because you can walk the walk, you can talk the talk. But I tell you, the fans you can see the music. Try this out, everybody. Try this. Left, right, left, right. Now that's not playing. Don't you worry, bud. You watch me. Listen up, Charlie Brown, cause Janet's gonna show you the way. Before you learn how to dance, how to dress the right way, how to play that guitar, got to do what I say. But you feel it in your soul, your head to your toes. Cause they all got a nose when you're locked in low. The man who takes the whole damn thing, so take control of the thing. Charlie Brown, being a rock star takes a lot of practice. It's kind of like sports.
Good grief.
Well, what's the matter, Charlie Brown? Rock and roll and sports go together like peanut butter and jelly on the Mob Club. Now see those hands, come on.
Rebel, rebel, rock and roll.
you're the real Fido Mercury, if you're the real Fido Mercury, where is your mustache?
Except
Except after... I'm sorry, Miss Hoffmar. I can't concentrate. Rock stars have kidnapped my dog. Good grief.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Well, I heard about the fellas who've been dancing with them all over the neighborhood. Why didn't you ask my baby? Oh, didn't you think I would? Well, I know that the food is out of sight. I'm pretending I'm gonna take it tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
Mr.
Absolutely. We so appreciate you being here tonight. And if you like what you're hearing, be sure and check us out on Spotify. We have some CDs for sale and Cordies. If you still have CD players, we got some hats, hoodies. Keep you cold, keep you warm in the cold. But really, head over to JMALearning.com. Check out the work we're doing with the Jelly of the Month Club Music Academy. We offer cartoon music lessons for kids. And we even travel school to school and perform.
That's right. In fact, we just got back from Birchwood Elementary. And they love us there. Remember that, Miss Hoffmar?
Now that's an endorsement. Now, before we bring out our next guest, full disclosure, we did not get a lot of opportunity to practice this next number. So, we're going to iron out a few wrinkles, but our fearless leader Lucy's backstage and assures us everything's ready to rock and roll. Isn't that right, Lucy?
No worries, Mikey. We got your back.
But Lucy, I only see one bird here. I thought there were supposed to be three.
Shh. Like I said, all good back here, Mikey. Go ahead and count it off.
Okie dokie. Take us away, what's that?
It's gonna be alright.
Help us out.
Say, don't worry about a thing. Oh, just have a little thing. It's gonna be alright.
Very good.
Buy some new sport. Smile with the rising sun. Three little birds. It's found my doorstep. A melody's pure and true. Sing it. Oh, this is my message to you. Ooh,
ooh. Oh, hold on one sec, folks. Lucy, what's going on? The song's three little birds. I only see one up there. So,
all good back here, Mikey. Two more birds coming right up. Just keep singing. Okay, now this week for my cue.
But Lucy.
Rise up and talk. Smile with the rising sun. Three little birds. It's found my doorstep. Sing a sweet song. Melody's pure and true. Sing it. Oh, this is my message to you.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing. I swear it's never happened. Lucy, what's going on? It's called Three Little Birds. I see two. Is that a rubber chicken?
You never specifically said what kinds of birds now, did you?
Okay, fair enough. Can we make them out of the live birds?
All right. Sheesh. Musicians. What a bunch of divas.
Rise up, this one. A smile with the rising sun. Three little birds. It's by my doorstep.
Come on, Charlie Brown, you're holding up the show. Get moving, chop chop.
But Lucy, I really don't want to.
Come on, Charlie Brown, get out there and take one for the team.
But I've already been humiliated once.
Singing sweet songs, a melody's pure and true.
I can't stand it.
Singing, this is my message to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help us welcome all the way from Jamaica. Disappearing on us. Where is that Charlie Brown?
That blockhead. He probably flew the coop. After all, his performance on that song was a little foul. Get it? Flew the coop. A little foul. Foul as in tiny bird. Little foul. I crack me up.
Lucy, that's not very nice.
Okay. I mean, he did outperform a rubber chicken on a stick, after all. I'll give him that.
Lucy! Oh, don't you listen to her, Charlie Brown. Come on out here and join us, pal.
No, I'm never coming out. I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
What? You were great tonight, pal. Come on and join us for a bow.
I'm going to have a rubber stock in the whole neighborhood. For all I know, the little red-haired girl is in the audience and saw that.
Yep, she did. I see her right over there. Hi.
Rats. I can't do anything right. I'm not good at baseball, football, checkers, or anything. I'm hopeless.
Me too, girl!
Aww. Charlie Brown, it's time to turn that frown upside down. Why don't you come out here and join me on this bench, buddy? We're gonna cheer you up if it's the last thing we do, huh? Hey, Shorty, why don't you play a little mood music? Help cheer up our friend here. Something peppy. It's beautiful. It's kind of dark. You got anything a little happier? Okay. Always a classic. I tell you what. If you have something maybe in between those two, maybe split the difference. Excellent choice. Okay, Charlie Brown, if this doesn't cheer you up, I don't know what will. She thinks you're a rock star, too.
Gee, thanks, guys. You know, I'm starting to feel a lot better.
Hey, you know something? Woodstock's right. The only thing that can make this moment any better is if your dog Snoopy was here, too.
Hey! Where is that crazy dog of yours, anyway?
Oh,
there you go, man. There is Peanut Celebration in a nutshell. One of the funnest times we've had at Knott's, I would say, in a little bit. So I hope you enjoyed listening to these two shows, and I hope you guys are able to make it to Peanut Celebration if you are in the area and would want to be able to experience it. It definitely is worth checking out. So with that, I'll say so long, farewell, as Vita's Vay, goodbye. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the parks.
May the stars light your way throughout all your journeys. May the stars light your way throughout all your days. May you see all the world, systems, stars, and planets. May the stars light your way and see you safely home. Did you like that?